Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope that you've had a wonderful night's rest. It is Sunday morning. Oh, it's been a beautiful weekend thus far, and it's going to be even more beautiful because the Word of God is just moving, and He is just shifting things in our lives, which makes it absolutely amazing to honor, appreciate, celebrate, worship, and praise Him. And it's just right on time for us to be talking about who's your daddy. That's right. Who's your daddy? Who is he? Who is the father, the daddy that you look up to? Who is the daddy that you seek first, that you knock, and whom you ask from in all aspects of your life? Who is your daddy that you go to for all things? Who is your daddy that you mimic, that you follow, that you appreciate, you acknowledge, you honor in all that you do? That's just something for us to think about as we move forward on this call of who's your daddy. And for those of you just joining the line, welcome, welcome, wake up. Let's make sure we are good and ready to hear and appreciate all that's about to come forward, because it is truly a blessing to see another day, and we all owe that all to our daddy. So get ready, invite a friend, take this time, reach out, say hello. So happy that you're up with me this morning. Can you worship with me to celebrate our daddy as we ask, who's your daddy? So let's go forward on this call, get it going by introducing and bringing in our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Tiana.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, we've been talking about this week, who's your daddy? And I just want to give everybody an opportunity to kind of wake up this morning as we embrace this day. Get it your morning breakfast, your coffee, and all of the above. We're talking about who's your daddy. Now, before we get started, we're going to pray, and then we're going to dive into the call. So, Ms. Tiana, if you don't mind opening this up with prayer, please.
Mm-hmm. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up to allow for us to see another one of your great creations, dear Lord. As we go into this day, Heavenly Father, may we do so with a renewed heart, a renewed mind, so that we can truly appreciate all that you continue to provide to us. May we know that you, Heavenly Father, are there, right there for us to call on at any time. But may we also be reminded, Heavenly Father, that you have given us the ability to do all things through your Son, Jesus Christ. So as we go forward on this call, may we do so with open hearts and open minds so that we can receive of your word and know what it is that as we move forward in the day, to operate in it with all those whom we come in contact with. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who's your daddy? Y'all, enormous topic, because it's vitally important for each and every last one of us to understand who he is. Now, it's mm-hmm. one thing to obtain a knowledge of it, and I believe in the Word of God wholeheartedly. So much to where it says to study to show ourselves approved.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
What is it that you do? What is important in your life? Everybody should have a relationship with their father.
Yes, sir.
You know how they say, people say in the natural, well, he was just a sperm donor?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In other words, you got to know that which you labor with. Shouldn't you know what you're getting involved with? Shouldn't you know? Well, y'all, we got to know what we're getting involved with God. So we study to show ourselves approved. Study does not mean that you only, one, obtain knowledge. But study goes on to number two, that you obtain understanding. When we understand who Daddy God is, now we can live a life that shows what we've been studying.
Amen.
Don't open the Bible just to apply the Bible on Sunday morning, on Wednesday night. Don't open the Bible for that. That's not right. That's not right. If you're going to study to show thyself approved, shouldn't we apply who Daddy is at all times? In other words, much like your purse, much like your license, much like you shouldn't go nowhere without him.
Amen.
Any situation that you're in, you should always consult with Daddy, if he Daddy. Now, I love the topic because who's your daddy applies to both the child and the woman. Now, I don't know if you catch it, but we are the child and the woman. Fellas, no disrespect, but we are God's bride. We are the weaker between the two. You know how people said, well, you know, a woman done got to be. Yes, we are. The woman is the weaker. And when he say the woman is the weaker, he just created Adam and Eve to make that indicative. Not only is it natural, is that in the natural flesh, but you know that's in the spiritual realm. We all are women to God.
Yes.
But the thing is, he understands us. Because remember the Bible said that he's the breasted one. So he's man enough to be father, but he's also woman enough to be the breasted one. Yeah, you got to catch it now. That went above somebody's head.
That's perfect.
Daddy. Look at your daddy. Hmm? Come on now. Catch it. Where do you think the spiritual milk come from?
Come on. Come on.
Huh? Who your daddy? You got to know your daddy. You know that, right?
Yes.
Where do you think that spiritual milk come from? He don't have no midwife. This is not a plantation where he made y'all go and feed them babies. No. It come from him.
Mm.
Boy, we're going to teach this morning. We're going to have this thing rocking.
Yes.
Oh, you understand? See, you got to know your daddy. Huh? You know how you say, well, I need that woman, and, you know, because she helps raise a woman, a child, a girl. Then I need daddy around because, oh, God is everything. He became all things to everyone. That's your daddy. You got to know your daddy. You know that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you got to know what you're getting involved with here. Study to show yourself approved, but do keep in mind you got different type of daddies.
Mm.
Huh? You got baby daddies. Uh-huh. Yeah. You got deadbeat daddies. You also have something called sugar daddies.
Wow.
Ain't that something? Now, you got to know who your daddy is. Because, see, if you don't know who your daddy is, typically, listen to this, y'all, typically what you're around is what you're familiar with. Typically, it's what you conform to.
Tell it.
Because I know our house may be absent of a physical daddy, some of us. But the house that God is talking about, you know, he's a great carpenter. You know, it wasn't the physical buildings that he was building. You know, he was building houses.
Mm-hmm.
We house God. So if daddy be in your house, that should be the only man that we naturally approach in the first place.
Hmm? Right. Yes.
And that's the only thing that we're familiar with because we was raised in a house with daddy. Because somebody might say, how you going to tell me I'm not in God? Well, did daddy live in your house? Because if daddy lived in your house, well, why then do you accept any man that don't look like daddy?
Come on.
Mr. Carr, you always talking to the females. Hold on, let me talk to the fellas in the natural. How you got homeboys, people around you? As a matter of fact, why don't you look like daddy, sir? Since you was raised by daddy, you know, you got fathers that touch women and hit on women. And that, so since you was raised in a house, meaning your life, with daddy in it, sir, why you don't look like daddy?
All right.
Hello?
That's the truth.
Huh? Yeah. So we got baby daddies, huh? Just having babies with everything. That's all they did was produce a baby. Hmm. You know your dad enough to know that he said that he watches over his word. See, if you're not being watched over, governed by God, that's only because it didn't come from God's DNA. You better go, come on, boys, do I need to bring Mara in this? Because, see, we need to do a DNA test. Because, see, in the day of judgment, see, instead of Mara, God don't need that little thing that says he's not the father. The test is already there.
Come on.
Huh? You need to turn on TV to tune into this. Some of us need to do a DNA test, right? To see who the baby daddy is. In other words, your life is the baby. Some of us need to do a DNA test. And remember the Bible said, this life that I have is not my own. See, y'all got to, I'm about to tell. You do understand the Bible said, this life that I have is not my own. In other words, when he's the daddy, the life is not yours. That means it's his. He the daddy.
Amen.
No disrespect, but what they say, he the pappy. He the one.
Mm-hmm.
How you know he the one? Because he watches over his word. He watches over his child. So if he the one, how is it coming back to him, boy? Because shouldn't we, as a weaker vessel, make sure that child do everything that daddy say do? Oh, I'm sorry. The child goes to the weaker of the two parents. The life goes to the weaker of the two parents. In other words, your life comes to you instead of God. Mm-hmm. And what you tell that life? To do what it want to do? Or do you tell it what your daddy say? Oh, my God.
Yes.
Somebody don't want to submit. Are we going to submit this morning? One way or the other. Now, either we're going to submit this way, or God's going to take us through Jonah way. You're going to get there one way or the other. You just may get there dirty.
Mm. Come on.
Huh? DNA test, right? Anybody need one? You need to swab your mouth.
Ooh.
DNA test? Not catching you yet, Mr. DJ? DNA. Divine notice of alignment. Write it down. Yeah, catch it now. DNA. Divine notice of alignment. In other words, the notice should say whether you aligned or not. Anybody need a DNA test?
Come on.
We got home tests. You can do it on your own now.
Yes.
Make sure you get a good brand. Come from the Bible. Brand you can use. Align with him. See, it's a notice. See if you notice if you align with God. WWJD is a good DNA test. Ah.
All right. All right.
Hello? WWJD is a great DNA test, y'all. Don't go get that off-brand that's called pride and self. Don't get that brand. Get the one that's called WWJD. It's on the top shelf now. You may have to get some assistance to get it.
Amen.
Yeah, we need that DNA test, right, y'all? Because we need to know who the dad is. He's not a baby daddy to where he just plants seed and leave. No, he plants seed, cultivated. Because it's one thing to get a child in. You know how they say we get you in and through college? It's one thing to get a child in the life, but now you got to get him through the life.
Come on.
He watches over his. So if God not watching over it and it comes back to you, void, watch this. If God not watching over it, just like it's who's your daddy, just like the natural child, if their words, if their life does not please you, that means somebody had to watch over it, because anything that you tell them to do and they don't do, you should correct it. If you don't correct it, how are you of the lineage, the DNA of God? Because he corrects everything that gets out of line. Yeah, you have a free will, but I'm going to take you through Jonah's route.
Come on.
He chastises those who he loved. And since God be our father, and he lived in us, and we was raised in a house with a daddy called God, how is it that we parted ways from that which we know? Remember the Bible says, train up a child in the way that they should go? Look at how he tells us.
Yeah.
If we was reared in God, not by your parents, I'm just talking about by the Spirit, how is it that he your daddy? And you don't even think like him, look like him, align up with him. Divine notice of alignment. How are we not noticeably lining up with him? See, you can only pretend for so long. The real you're going to come out in life. The real you're going to, you'll know a tree by the fruit that it bear. In other words, you'll know the parent by the lifestyle.
Yes.
Huh?
know the lifestyle is your baby. You know what type of parent you are by the type of child that you produce. I told them, but did you show them? Did you train them? It's one thing to tell somebody something, but it's one another thing to train. You know, when you get a personal trainer is when they correct you, explain to you, correct you. That means no pain, no gain. That means you're about to go through something, but it's all for a purpose here.
Yes.
They watch your every move. They watch your back. They watch your form. They watch your body language, your attitude, what you eat, how you rest. They watch how flexible you are. If you got an ailment, they correct that. They modify things. They increase things for their benefit. See, this is what training is. It's something that's done consistently.
All right.
So if you train that child, like Daddy, there's a trainer. Why they not lining up? See, the DNA is off. Because, see, to line up means the alignment. You know, ever had a front-end alignment? If it's not aligned right, it'll wobble. See, that means the ride, ooh, you can't go as fast. Because something's going to mess up. It starts to pull to the left a little bit, Miss Tiana. Sometimes it even pulls to the right. But you can never take your hands off the wheel because it would just go a wall. You can't even take your hand off that child because they, will disappoint you.
Come on.
Ah, y'all catching it? DNA test, what we're looking like. Because if God ever took his hand off you, if he's your daddy, why can't we keep on in the lineage? If God took his hand off you, if daddy wasn't around, which he always is, but if he wasn't around, would you still maintain in daddy?
Come on.
How you know you would? It's called free will. Now you got a free will. Do you align with daddy? Or do you need a front end alignment? Do you need another DNA test? So he's not a baby daddy. Satan a baby daddy because Satan just plant seed here and plant seed there. And look at them tub of children he creates. Look at the life. The child is the life. Look at them lives that he creates. Babies everywhere. He don't take care of none of them. That's all Satan do. Huh? Who the daddy? The thing is, why are you trying to marry daddy Satan? You know the relationship ain't going to work. You know who that baby dad is, but you don't see. Y'all ever notice when people say good people come in last? That's not true. Because my Bible, my DNA says the last shall be first and the first shall be last, so it don't matter what they
say. Amen. Yes.
Their version of us last. See, nobody don't want baby daddy God because baby daddy God look boring. He look boring right now. Huh? But in the long run, in life, he's very successful. Not successful to what you think successful is. Successful meaning he makes it to heaven. So it ain't about nothing else but your soul making it to heaven, huh?
Come on.
But he's not a baby daddy. Huh? And because he's not a baby daddy, the next one was he's definitely not a deadbeat daddy.
Not at all.
But he produced. He saw fit to produce him. He knew you was before you was born. This is how your daddy is. Who your daddy is? Know who your daddy is. Your daddy knew you. In other words, you know how you see them daddies talk to the stomach? He talked to your spirit. He said, let there be light. He called you before it even got to the flesh. He started talking to you. So my sheep know my voice. If it be your daddy, you should know his voice.
Yes.
He never around. But you can't forget a voice that's in you.
Amen. Amen.
I never see it because you don't know how to reach him. Because he said, I will never leave you, even if your mother and father. He took a spiritual message and brought it down to the natural. Your mom and daddy, you see. He said, I would never leave you, even if they forsake you. I would never.
Come on.
That means he's always around, even though you think he's not around. He's not a deadbeat. He watches over his word. See, God produces word. Oh, my God. See, the word became life. Oh, my God. See, daddy produces something. His seed produces word. In other words, he watches over his life, the word. That see, if the word be in you and the word is you. See, here's the problem. Listen to this, y'all. Who your daddy? Here's the problem. Satan don't bow down at your word. He bow down at God's word. In other words, Satan, the word became life. Satan don't bow down at your life. Remember, this life that I have is not my own. This child is not mine. Satan bow down at God's life. In other words, the reason why many people can't attack the one who say they the baby daddy, it's because you don't have the right word in you.
Come on.
You don't have the right life in you. How you get people to respect you? You have to have the right life. Yeah. Who the daddy? It's okay. Don't get weary. Because he said, watch this. He said, do not get weary in your well-doing. The last I heard is when they do blood transfusion dialysis, when they do blood dialysis, see, they're weakening somebody. In other words, it's okay that you go to dialysis. I'm trying to tell somebody something to get the DNA right. God will give you a blood transfusion to get this thing right. The thing is, keep on going. Don't you get weary in your well-doing.
Amen.
All right. Because, see, some people give up when they go through their blood transfusion. You don't hear me, right?
Come on.
It makes them tired. See, this is why it's better to get it right on the front end. Oh, it leads me to baby daddy, deadbeat daddy, because he don't watch over his. It leads me to sugar daddy, because typically that come by way of us not doing right. Oh, my God. Y'all catching this?
Tell it.
Huh? And see, that sugar diabetes, it creates something that's going to create a whole lifetime of ailment. It messes with our DNA. Now, you know it's type 1 and type 2. One is onset. Another one is something that you created. One of them is genetic. Another one is one that you brought on because of way of eating. In other words, what the Bible say? It's not what that goes in a man's mouth, what comes out of it. You are what you eat. Who's your daddy?
Come on.
See, some of us operate in this sugar daddy mentality. In other words, the world has poisoned our bloodstream. Now we have spiritual diabetes around here from messing with sugar daddies. You know, the one called pride. You know, the one called fortune and fame. You know, the one that says, I want what I want. The one that says, it feel good. It look good. It sound good. The one that says, see, that's what we have a problem with. See, a sugar daddy will give you what you want, but they can't give you or supply for you what you need.
Amen.
Now, hold on, Miss Sienna. Sugar daddies are older. How long Satan has been around here? I don't think you hear me. Lord, have mercy. Y'all catch what I'm saying. Sugar daddies are older. Huh? How long Satan been around here versus you been around?
Yes.
So that OG, come on, anybody in the medical field out there? You know most young females, come on, who your daddy? Contract diseases and ailments from older guys who swindle them into something. What you think is that sugar daddy doing? Okay, the medical people know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, so
they prey on the weaker females. See, that's what sugar daddy do. And this is the thing about a sugar daddy. He don't necessarily want your body. Woo, catch what I'm saying. He wants your mind. Because they can't get up. They just want your mind. Lord.
Yes.
Somebody with a sugar daddy and look so unorthodox. Because they just with them for the money. The thing is, this sugar daddy don't die. So what are you inheriting anyway? Because the death that he dies, the death that he wants you to die with him.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, hell. Didn't the Bible say that Satan is after your mind, your soul?
Yes.
He desires to sift us as wheat. He wants to be the daddy. He wants to be the daddy that just slowly takes from you. Sugar daddies, give you what you want. It tastes good. It feels good. It looks good. Hey, they even got the gift of gab. They sound good.
Yes.
But they can never supply for you what your real daddy say you need.
Come on.
It's more likely that someone will conform to a sugar daddy, a worldly daddy, when they're void of a spiritual one.
truth.
But that's by your choice. It has nothing to do with your mom and daddy rearing you in the church. Please don't say, you know, I just wasn't raised up that way. You know God for yourself.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
And this is what Daddy God is. And he's willing to even, what they say, a real man, you know how people say, a real man that accepts a child that was never his. Well, God is literally adopting us into his family, grafting us into his family. He's taking on a child that was never his. And we still won't date him. You know why? Because we let the sugar daddy or the deadbeat daddy or the baby daddy, yeah, we let one of them three come in and say, don't let nobody around my child. Baby, it's not your child no more. Oh, my God. We let the world dictate our life and say, don't let God come in and change your life. You know how people start to tell you, why is this, who your daddy? People start to tell you, girl, oh man, don't lose your identity. Listen, when you in God, yes, I do lose my identity. My last name is his last name. My first name is whatever he called me. I go by what daddy say, not what you say.
Amen.
We let baby daddy, we let deadbeat daddy, we let sugar daddy dictate what the child, hey, oh, you was a sperm donor. You was leading me and the child to the wrong. In other words, you was leading my life down the wrong road. So now when a real man, remember I gave this a week ago, I think? Yeah. Remember when what that which is whole and complete, when you encounter it, it comes on the thing that which was part, goes away. In other words, when you meet a, meet a real man, when you meet a real daddy, the old daddy fades away.
Yes. Come on.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
In other words, that the very thing that's best for you, if you deem it to be best for you, anything else is uncivilized. The old stuff fades away. Some of us still connected to sugar daddies and baby daddies and deadbeat daddies because we don't think that the real daddy is good enough.
Mm.
Ain't it funny how we want God in our life talking about he my daddy? Since we're talking about who's my daddy, but we don't want to, we still consulting with sugar daddy, we still consulting with the world, we still consulting with old bad habits, we still bringing them back in, we bringing baby daddies back in it, deadbeat daddies back in it, sugar daddies back in it, talking about don't let nobody, you wasn't up for the child in the get-go, and we should have never did what we did. Now that I'm married, my child go where I go. See, now that I'm married to God, my life go where I go, and my life is under the tutelage. I submit to this man called Daddy God. That's my daddy. You can't tell me nothing. As a matter of fact, if you call me, daddy going to be on the phone. You better hear what I'm saying.
Amen.
Somebody needs to hear this. Playing them games. This childish games. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, thought like a child, understood like a child. Now that I'm an adult, now that I'm a man, now that I'm older, who your daddy? Now that I'm with God, Daddy God, all this stuff, I put it away. In other words, if you call me, you text me, daddy going to be on the phone. If you don't like that, oh well. Ain't it funny how the woman conforms, come on, y'all, catch this, Miss Tiana. Ain't it funny how the woman conforms to his baby mama?
Yes.
But you don't make him conform to your new husband?
Come on.
Your real daddy? Ain't that funny? Well, I ain't married. But see, if you plan to be married, you better make him conform right now. That means you better make that life, that old life, conform to this new one right now. Right now.
Yes.
But ain't it funny how we still submit to a sugar daddy, a baby daddy, a deadbeat daddy, because you want to respect them? Why are you respecting the devil?
Come on.
Man, I'm talking to somebody out there, because some of us scared, right? Some of us scared, right? Just because he laid down with you and produced a child, what are you doing? So we let the devil dictate the rest of our life. I'm talking to somebody.
Tell it.
Huh? Who your daddy? You should make the devil. You should make sugar daddies old emotions. You should make baby daddies them old ways. You should make a deadbeat daddy them ways that didn't want to do God. You should make them respect the new life. Remember, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, behold, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, and all things, not some, all things have become new. In other words, if God is your daddy and you done remarried, if God is your daddy and you done married, if God is your daddy and he is the pappy, what's the problem? You make everything else line up. I don't care that he didn't birth the child. He adopted the child. And that's what it's going to be from here on forth.
Amen.
Watch this. And even making the child line up with who daddy is. Oh, my God. Make the life line up with what God says. Because he knows best. Lord, have mercy. Don't say you're a package deal, but then the life, the child don't want to line up with daddy. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't stop them from going see they daddy. Why they can't? You block everything else? Why you can't? Because if it's poisoning the child, if it's poisoning the life, what daddy say? Who your daddy? Go to daddy and consult with daddy. Why daddy ain't on it every step of the way? Why do you exclude daddy God? Talking about what he ain't had nothing to do with that part of your life. He does when he has married you.
Amen.
Everything that you know, daddy should know. And see, here's the thing. Daddy ain't going to go poking around in pride. Because if you say, who's your daddy? You say, he's your daddy. You should tell him. Because when you become one in God, now that you're married to him, catch this now. Even people who are in relationships, when you become one in God, you're equal yoke. How can you ever forget keys and you forgot where you put them? And you got to backtrack? See, how can one part of your body know it and not the other part? Everything that you know, daddy should know. Everything that he know, you know. Because, see, Miss Tiana, who your daddy? I thought that the best relationships start off as friends. And he said he no longer call you a servant, but a who? Oh, my God.
Friend? Yes.
Oh, God. So why we want daddy to tell us everything, but we don't tell, because we pray for discernment. So you're praying that daddy tell you everything, but you don't want to tell him nothing.
Come on.
Y'all didn't hear me. Because we started to minimize, but there was a little thing. There wasn't nothing big. That wasn't big to you. And if it wasn't so big, why you couldn't tell him even the small stuff in the first place?
Come on.
Now, if you're going to hide from daddy, you know eventually you're going to conform back to sugar daddy and baby daddy and deadbeat daddy, right?
Mm.
You're going to go back to the world. Now, who your daddy? Who you say your daddy was? Huh? You understand? Who that daddy is? DNA test, divine notice of alignment? Do we need to do another one?
Come on.
Hmm? Yeah, y'all. He's spirit enough to be our father, but he's man enough to be our daddy. See, people say there's a difference. I said, who your daddy? He's spirit enough to be father, but he's man enough. In other words, he said, those who serve me in spirit and in truth. In other words, I'm going to meet you where you are. So I'm spirit enough to be father, but I'm man enough to be daddy.
Yes. Yes.
If I can't meet you in the spirit, I'll meet you in the flesh. I'll take a body, and I'll go down. Yes, Lord. I'll go down and meet right where you are. In other words, Jesus was the first coming. Didn't I tell y'all since I'm your daddy? Didn't I tell y'all since I'm your daddy? Didn't I tell you to do greater works than Jesus? In other words, if Jesus was the first coming, shouldn't we be the second one? Who your daddy? They should be looking at the daddy, your life.
Come on.
Hello? Because look, girls, women, men, we are the weaker vessel, huh? Females, ain't it something about being around daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's cool with mama. Don't get me wrong. No disrespect. But ain't it something about daddy? Because daddy will protect, provide. Hmm? He will make sure their purpose is complete. It's just something about daddy and his baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Problem is, people get so sentimental and emotional, they think that daddy is the one who planted the seed. And they'll go back to sugar daddy, baby daddy, and deadbeat daddy. But see, just because they planted a seed don't mean that they can rear the life. Because if what does it profit a man to gain the world and lose your soul? Because if he was daddy enough, he would have put a ring on it. But it would have been equally yoked before he put a ring on it in the first place.
Amen.
In other words, it would have been in God from the giddy up. Y'all know a lot of us know what to do right, but we just don't want God's way. We want the stuff that look good, sound good, taste good. So we want the sugar daddy way.
Mm.
But see, do understand, sugar daddies eventually have to go to dialysis. It's going to weaken you. Now, can you sustain it? Your daddy. Miss Tiana, we're going to leave it right there. Let's go ahead and pray.
Amen.
We're going to get ready for tonight.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the word that's gone forth. We are so grateful to know that your presence is there, that you uphold us, Heavenly Father, that you are right there when we call on you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have set forth what the purpose for our life is. May we come seek, knock, and find that, Heavenly Father, so that we are fulfilling your purpose for our lives. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. We're so grateful to know that you are ever present. We are so grateful to know that you continue to provide to us this knowledge. So may we build an understanding and know and operate solely in you. We thank you again for this word. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day, and make sure y'all catch us later on this evening. Okay, get your kids on the phone, too. I've been getting the influx of that where the kids are listening in, and that's a great thing because that's the, you know, that generation that's going to be. Let's plant that seed right, y'all. Make sure them kids get on the phone because we want them to be young adults and responsible in God. Give them the things that we missed. As a matter of fact, even with Who's Your Daddy, want your child to be greater. Didn't God say we should do greater things than Jesus did? Want your child to be greater than you. Not in what they gain in money, but what they gain in God. Y'all have a great day. And I'll see y'all later on this evening.
All right. Bye-bye.